Wiki Government: How Technology Can Make Government Better, Democracy Stronger, and Citizens More Powerful. Author: Beth Simone Novick. Public Engagement Via Technology. The financial crisis that began in 2008 highlighted the need for effective strategies to address complex, unpredictable, and social problems. There is no better way to achieve effective governance of institutions today than collaboration, not for its own sake, but to generate creative solutions to these kinds of challenges and to share the work of oversight and accountability. Driven by competitive pressure, the private sector has recognised faster than government that success turns on mobilisation of resources independent of traditional institutional boundaries. This urgent need to redesign the institution of governance comes in parallel to a groundswell of interest to public engagement. People around the world are willing to work together to make a difference. Companies, universities, state and local governments, and civil organisations are also ready to contribute. The potential for engaging people in government decision-making through technology is about empowering individuals. Collaborative democracy. Collaborative democracy is a new approach for using technology to improve outcomes by soliciting expertise from self-selected peers working together in groups in open networks. By lending their expertise, volunteer experts can augment the know-how of full-time professionals and coordinate their own strategies. By taking advantage of the technology's cost savings, hierarchies can be transformed into collaborative knowledge ecosystems and radically change the culture of government, from one of the centralized expertise to one in which the public and private sector, organizations and individuals, solve social problems collectively. In Wiki Government, the case for collaborative vision of democracy theory is bolstered by three arguments. Collaboration is a distinct form of democratic participation, visual deliberation, and egalitarian self-selection. First, collaboration is crucial but not well understood claim of democratic practice. There is a belief that the public does not possess as much expertise as people in government. The technology has not previously existed to make collaboration possible on a large scale. These spurious assumptions have produced an anemic conception of participative democracy. Participation has generally referred to a once-a-year voting or community deliberation, in which neighbours engage in civil dialogue and public opinion formation on a small scale. Peer-to-patron is a paradigmatic case of database programmers and wind farming experts working with patent examining professionals to make a better decision. Second, the medium matters. To enable collaboration at scale requires designing the practices to make participation manageable and useful, to enable those practices by means of technology, while the forms of participation will differ when information gathering or priority setting or data analysis is required. The technology should always be designed to reflect the work of the group back to itself, so that people know which role they can assume and which tasks to accomplish. Peer-to-patron uses visualization to communicate the workflow, by which information goes from the government institution to the public and back again. Third, collaboration is a form of democratic participation that is egalitarian, but an egalitarian in a different way than the traditional understanding of the term. Typically, mass participation like voting is thought of as being quite democratic because everyone can participate in the same way. By contrast, peer-to-patron is not a mass participation. It demands highly technical expertise. Successful participation depends on the participants' interests and knowledge of patents. The single point of failure. The patent system is just one example of how government institutions create single points of failure by concentrating decision-making power in the hands of the few, whether legislators in Congress, cabinet officials in the executive branch, or bureaucrats in agencies. Although citizens may express personal opinions, they are thought to lack the ability to make informed decisions on complex policy matters. The single point of failure results not just from the lack of time or resources or technology. It goes much deeper than that. Simply put, professionals do not have a monopoly of information or expertise. Moreover, government-endorsed professionals are not more impervious to political influence than the impassioned public that bureaucrats are supposed to keep at arm's length. Granularity groups and reputation. Peer-to-patron is neither a blog nor a wiki. It's not a free-for-all. It's a structured process designed to elicit participation that's helpful to the USPTO by facilitating granularity, groupness, and reputation. Granularity. Dividing the work into tasks enables members of the group to self-select different roles to take on and thereby to work together as a group most effectively. Groupness. Getting people to think of themselves as a group to collaborate towards achieving a common purpose depends significantly on giving the group a nudge towards collaborative behaviour that will make the collective more aware of itself, its goals and the various role members can play. The ability to create a sense of groupness via the screen has been a key driver in the success of Peer2Patent. Rating and reputation. Peer2Patent makes public participation more useful and manageable by encouraging users to rate each other's submission to the USPTO, and, in turn, having the USPTO rate participants. Giving the community power to evaluate itself also reduces gaming by encouraging members to police each other. Government access to information. One important consequence of the shortcomings of public consultation is a reduction in the quality of the data used to make government decisions. Despite transparency and participation legislation, the current paradigm for regulatory decision-making remains highly vulnerable to ideological bias and manipulation. The Bush administration, by imposing an ideological litmus test on scientific advisors, eliminating advisory panels, and selectively editing reports on environmental hazards and endangered species, represented the peak of abuse against scientific truth in policy making that began with President Nixon. Some of this science bending can be discounted as the outcome of inevitable and perhaps desirable political disagreement. Yet the practices by which government gathers, analyzes, and distributes expertise open the door to political abuse and manipulation, even in the absence of bad intentions. These practices limit access to good information and good science. Organization for innovation. Innovation in government will happen in part because of the forces naturally evolving in technology, culture and society. The dispersion of social networking technologies creates greater familiarity with forming teams and groups. The trend toward online distance work and collaboration across boundaries is making the necessary practices commonplace. These social and cultural shifts will inevitably spur innovations in outmoded practices of paper-based participation. Lessons. The following 10 lessons may help leaders in public and private organizations move towards collaborative decision-making. 1. Ask the right questions. The more specific the question, the better targeted and more relevant the responses will be. 2. Ask the right people. Creating opportunities for self-selection allows expertise to find the problem. 3. Design the process for the desired end. The choice of methodology and tools would depend on the results, but the process should be more designed to achieve the goal. 4. Design for groups, not individuals. Chunk the work into smaller problems, which can easily be distributed to members of a team. 5. Use the screen to show the group back to itself. If people perceive themselves to be part of a mini movement, they will work more efficiently together across a distance. 6. Work into roles and tasks. Collaboration requires parceling out assignments into smaller tasks. 7. Harness the power of reputation. Organizations are increasingly using bubbling up techniques to solicit information in response to specific questions and allowing people to rate the submissions. 8. Make policies, not websites. Improved practices cannot be created through technology alone. Instead, look at the problem as a whole, focusing on how to redesign an internal process in response to opportunities for collaboration. 9. Pilot new ideas. Use pilot programs, competitions, and prizes to generate innovation. 10. Focus on outcomes, not inputs. Design practices to achieve performance goals and metrics.